Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 17, 1804. The Fort Mandan project is in full swing. The men of the expedition are very busy building today. Captain Clark pauses long enough to herald the morning.
A fine morning. Last night was cold, the ice thicker than yesterday. Several Indians visit us. One chief stayed all day. We are much engaged about our huts. Captain William Clark, November 17, 1804.
Fort Mandan was situated across the river from the lower Mandan village, Matutonha, and was identified as actually being on the Knife River rather than on the Missouri. In addition to the cabins where the Corps would live, the fort included a blacksmith shop and a meat storehouse. The layout of the living quarters followed a strict military protocol. The captain's cabins were built at the rear of the stockade, furthest from the gate. Next were the cabins of the sergeants, and then the enlisted men, and last of all, les engagés, or the French boatmen. It is recorded that while staying at Fort Mandan, Clark worked on his map of the Missouri River, and Captain Lewis put together information requested by President Jefferson regarding Indian tribes and statistics about rivers. As soon as the chinking of the cabin walls is completed, the men will look for enough rock to build fireplaces to warm the winter nights. Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs writes, "Security at the fort was relately lax until February 7, 1805, when Lewis, in Clark's absence, noticed that the interpreter's wives were opening the gates of the fort at night to let in their visitors. Lewis ordered a lock installed on the gate. Tomorrow, Chief Black Cat comes to visit."
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.